What's up, everyone? Mahalia Sam Clark is back. My station is popping as always. I know lately just people haven't been, I guess, tuned in or listening. So I try to make these segments a little bit shorter, just so that everybody can kind of get, you know, be able to tune in. Like, I think maybe yesterday, I kind of went off and it was noticed by someone who I was making it for. So no shade today. I won't throw any shade today. But what I'm going to bring to you guys today is something I've been really thinking about doing, is writing a poem called As If My Blackness. It's called As If I'm Not Black Enough. And, you know, this is not towards anybody. This is not shots fired at anybody or anything like that. My podcast is strictly positive and strictly encouraging, and being creative and just having a creative space and a space where I can call something my own, something that I'm producing, I'm working on. And maybe that's not the best poem title. So, you know, maybe I'll come up with a better title as I move forward on what I should actually call it. But the reason why I wanted to and been thinking about making this poem is because we live in a world that is not as, you know, depending on where you are from and depending on what level of exposure that you have, we're not so much diverse, but we are not so much different either in terms of culture, in terms of who we are and what we want to accomplish. And I find it interesting how people do the, you know, 23andMe and things like that, and they find out what their cultures are and what they're a part of, and, you know, kind of like ancestry thing, kind of tap into what is a part of their history. And, you know, yes, Black History Month ended yesterday, but technically Black History Month will never be restricted to a month. It will never have a distinct or like actual distinct cutoff. And today I've been reading a couple of posts where I've been seeing different comments from different people about HBCUs and about how maybe somebody might be not doing too much in terms of their elevation. And what I want to say, kind of like speak on that today just a little bit, that you can never dream too big, you can never do too much. As a matter of fact, like, I had went to a talk today that really enlightened me on my career path and what I want to do and my passion and why I want to serve. And I was asked specific questions for things that's coming up that I need to be able to answer, and I was able to sit down and kind of think about what kind of person I am and what I really want to accomplish in life. You know, I don't want to work the rest of my life towards something that isn't going to have an endpoint, that's not going to help anybody, that's not going to be beneficial, especially when I'm trying to get all the nourishment, all the help that I actually do need, which God is providing me and leading and guiding me to have, so that I can do all of these wonderful things that I have as my dream list, like some of the dreams that I want to fulfill. When I was a little kid, I never, like many people, never really wrote down like what I really wanted to be, because at that time I was focused on, you know, getting an education, because, you know, I was told that in this world we live in, you can't get anywhere without it. And it's very true. You know, you can't get anywhere without it. But what I will add to that, and what I kind of mentioned yesterday on my podcast, but I kind of got rid of that, I'm going to give you a little spill again today on the story that my father told me when I was a little girl. So when I was 3 years old, actually, my father told me I could be anything. And I love that he encouraged me in that way. He told me that because, if, you know, I'm at this level now where if I let people tell me who I am and try to define me or try to defy what my purpose and my dream is, I will never get anywhere. And I went to several different types of seminars and forums where people talked about how they had obstacles, like really, you know, gotten to telling their story about how they were able to move forward. Everybody knows probably similar stories that's probably been made up about driving in a car and you're, you know, in bad weather and you're afraid because it's bad weather and anything can happen, but you don't stop. And what I want to share is when, you know, I'm in Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania always has snowstorms. Like, it's like freaking every freaking week, and it just gets on my nerves how many snowstorms that they have. And someone made a comment about me being afraid of this weather. I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not afraid of the weather, because God has always covered me and always, you know, on my side in everything I do and everywhere I go. But what I noticed today in particular was I got up a little bit earlier so I could get to school today, and I'm just not feeling my best, y'all. Like, I'm really not feeling my best. But I got up anyway. I got up really, really early, and I went outside, and I cleared my car off from the snow, and I cleared my husband's car off because his car was covered in snow. And what I realized was what I didn't think about was, oh, is the roads going to be bad? Am I not going to be able to get to my destination? But what I actually was thinking about was, okay, I'm going to get in this car, and I'm going to drive, because it really doesn't look that bad. Like, from what it might seem like, it might seem bad, but it's really not that bad when you actually get into doing the driving. So when I drove for maybe five or 10 minutes, what I had realized was that I wasn't on the phone talking to somebody guiding me through how to drive in the snow, because I felt like at this point I was already, you know, starting my journey on to come, you know, go to work this morning. So I didn't really need anybody to say, Mahalia, you're fine, you're fine, you're fine, you're fine. And I've had this thing since I was a little kid about my father, back to my father, always encouraging me to keep moving forward, keep doing what I'm doing, and to never stop. And what I thought about today was, I didn't have that pep talk. Because I was the pep. I was the person that had to get through it. And I made it to school just fine, even though this weather is mad crazy out here. But I still made it to my destination. I didn't stop. I didn't slide on the road. I didn't have any. There was no accidents or anything. But, you know, what I do understand is there's no such thing as a perfect life. I was still able to manage this weather because I had already been through it before. So the moral of the story is, when you have been or can contest to the trials and tribulations and storms that you go through, you can sit back and you can also analyze and think, wow, I made it through that. Like, I made it through the day without saying, ugh. Like, even I was complaining, like, oh my God, this weather. But still at the end of it, I was still able to see the accomplishment of me, A, not having to worry about looking to nobody to encourage me to get through something that I already made it through, and two, I didn't really need that. But as a kid, you want to put that in the perspective of a child being able to dream and want to be something in life, and you don't want to crush their dreams by telling them something that is not at all possible, because we all have obstacles, we all have things that we have to overcome, different triumphs and things and trials and tribulations that we have to overcome in order to get to our end point. And you know, I saw somebody's Facebook and I wanted to just tell them, pour out to the heart, that sometimes your dreams can scare the hell out of you, but do it scared. Sometimes people are going to make comments that you are just not, like, you don't want to hear it. Like, you know, whether it's true fact or lie or whatever, you just don't want to hear it because it's not positive and it's not coming from people who has already been there. And so what I wanted to really share and express to those persons is that, you know, you can do what someone said is that's impossible, because God can do the impossible. And I feel like moving forward in my life, God has done so many impossible things in my life. Like, right now, I'm not even supposed to be here. Like, I'm supposed to be struggling somewhere, crying and giving up on life. I'm not even supposed to be at this point. However, God saw fit to use me in a way that I'm so happy and so elated and so excited about. And I'm excited for everything that people who are listening to this podcast or want to do anything positive or just get out there and make changes. Whoever wants to do this, this podcast is for you. People who are negative, this is probably not for you. And that's why I made the post, like, not trying to hit at nobody or shots fired or whatever. If you don't feel as though what I'm putting out there in the atmosphere is something you can hang with or something that you can appreciate, then you do not have to follow me and you do not have to like my statuses and you don't have to do anything. You can walk around looking at me sideways like you always do. I'm cool with that. But, you know, at the same time, I feel like what I have a voice. Everybody has a voice. Everybody has a right to dream, to fulfill their dreams. You know, don't just dream it, do it. You know, I feel like every day I wake up and I go to school, I'm living a dream. No matter what I was told, no matter what people's opinions are, I am still living the dream that I have an expectation for and that I have a passion for. And one day I am going to reach students that want to do the same things that I've done, or maybe do something different, but I'll be able to have something encouraging and something very thought-taking and thought-worthy for them to take away from life and its obstacles. So that's what I wanted to share today. My segments in these next couple weeks, probably, you know, I'm going to do it once a week again, because I'm about to turn up these next couple. I'm about to go hard. I'm about to turn up. It's about to be real. But what I will do is I'm going to still keep putting segments out there for you guys on different topics. And what I'm hoping is that you all are able to, you know, look at them and you know, establish what you want me to talk about, if you have comments or questions or whatever. So I hope you guys have a beautiful weekend. I plan to get it in, y'all. Like, I plan to praise God on Sunday. I plan to get my week next week started and popping. And, you know, God's willing, we make it to then. So I hope to see, you know, you all listening to my podcast and sharing and talking about it, because it's something I think is really positive and really awesome. You never know what anybody is going through, what state of mind they're in. But I made it through the storm, so and I'm talking about it. So that's the beauty in the story. So I hope you guys enjoy. Have a great week.